morning, beautiful soul. Welcome to High Priestess Venus podcast, your host Francesca. Today I wanted to share some positive, encouraging words with you, get the energies up. Right now we're in Leo season. It doesn't matter if you listen to this podcast a year, 2 days from now. It's whenever you resonate with. Maybe you're called to listen to it at any time. It doesn't matter. Your energy will link to this recording. I do feel that Leo season brings all the fiery energy out, all the passion to express our truth with our throat chakra. And I do feel a lot of the spirit guides and the spirit animals are so present for me, especially during this time of Leo, because you know that when you see a spirit animal, the lion represents all these beautiful qualities of power, serenity, calmness, fiery energy, passion, love, nurturing, ambition, getting that inner roar out and not being a little kitty, because you're a big lion. Your presence speaks for itself. You don't have to roar. You don't have to be in anything, just your presence alone. And that's what we have to channel, that godly like presence. And we thank God for his creation to be able to share his light through us and uplift those around us. And it's such a beautiful energy. I love it. Today I wanted to have a little story of what we are collectively learning to express our truth, to be in our power. I also feel connected to share, especially now that we're in this whole 2020 ascension and change, with, I don't want to say the C word, but with the corona, I do feel like we're all born as these magnificent beings. We go through these trials and then we throw the towel. But I feel that when you connect with God and you really feel your power and say, please God, shine light into my inner strength to overcome these, because I know these trials are gonna make me stronger, gonna make me wiser, I'm gonna, God is gonna take you where you're meant to be with less luggage and just more everything of the good. I'm just so blessed when I'm speaking this. I feel the amazing energy. I had a story that resonates with me and I'd like to share with you guys, because I know you're gonna resonate with this. You're a bald eagle. And you're born in this beautiful nest, in this beautiful tree. And as you know, the parents, eagles, they have to go and hunt. They have to nurture their home. They have to nurture their nest and their babies. So as you being this eagle, you don't know yet that you're this powerful eagle, but you know instinctively, intuitively that you're meant to fly, that you're gonna do amazing things, that you're gonna go far. But you're in this nurturing stage. So when it's time for you to fly, you already feel the pressure of the life like throwing you that you have to jump off this huge tree. But you've been practicing. If you know, any bird has been practicing during his nest to kind of do little jumps and to test out their wings, and they're like prepping that they're not yet jumping off from the moment they're gonna jump off and say, I'm gonna fly. But it gets to the point that you as the bald eagle, you're already in this beautiful light of ascension and growth, and you're already ready to jump. And you take that leap of faith towards your dreams and your goals. That moment, that quantum leap of saying that I'm gonna leave behind everything that is my comfort zone, everything that is me. What if I like this tree? What if I, instead of hunting rats, I start eating fruits because that's my life? Like, you start creating all these like optional things that you think are comfortable for you, you're gonna be like, oh, maybe I'm not an eagle, maybe I'm like a flamingo. All these like mental things that are not working for you, because inner knowing is that you know that you're an eagle, you're gonna fly, and you're meant to hunt, and you're meant to glide, have these huge wings, and then you're gonna meant to create a family and all of these stuff. So you take the leap of faith, you fly, you feel amazing, this new life, you say, why did I hold myself back all this time? And then you fly back to your tree. What happens? You get accustomed to your tree, and then life like breaks your branch, or something happens that shakes you up, and then you say, do I trust my wings that are gonna help me to fly back up the tree, or am I gonna fall down to the forest floor? And what happens, sometimes life shakes us up, kind of like a little test to show you that you can trust yourself, that you're gonna fly, that you're not gonna fall. And when we've been in ascension, going trials and trials, and sometimes you feel like giving up, and that's when you feel like you don't trust yourself and you fall to the forest floor. When life pulls the rug out of us, like, time to go, and you weren't expecting it, sometimes we go back and we say, I can trust myself because I've been through so much, and I can overcome this, I can jump those hurdles. And getting that eagle, bold eagle spirit, that you can fly, that you know that you can get back up again and again and again. As many times as the branch breaks, as many times as the rug is pulled out of you. And I feel like this year has been showing us that even though we've been pulled the rug hardcore, we fell face down, palm on the floor, we can get back up and say, what was I doing wrong? Was I stepping wrong on the rug? Was it not my rug? Was it not my house? Like, you start introspection, same as a bald eagle. Was it the right tree for me? Was I eating the right fruit? Was I being something that I wasn't? And you think all these things, like, they just come to your mind like rain, just pouring all these thoughts. And just really be selective of what you're thinking, and it's an introspection. What I call going into hermit mode is really going inwards and knowing who you are. Because if you felt like all your life you were a flamingo, even though you were an eagle, you're just thinking, oh, I'm not gonna be that eagle because it's easier for me to just be a flamingo. But your body has just been eagle all the time. You were meant to follow this path. I feel like God is gonna show you, like, you're an eagle. It's gonna break the branch, and you're gonna be like, oh, now I have to fly. Like, flamingo not gonna fly in the tree. So I feel like when you connect to the spirit animals, they teach you so much of how to overcome things in the spirit. Animals in the animal kingdom, they're always in almost like survival of the fittest. They know that not every day is promised, that there's always the bigger prey and the hunter. So they respect each other. If you know that every animal is in the same place, they feed on the same place, they drink water, and they still respect, because they know that, I know, like, their life could be ended on that predator. But there's still a level of, like, honor. It's very beautiful to see that connection of honor and kind of like a power, respect. And I feel like when you connect with nature, it guides you how to overcome things, how to channel the power of the animals. And that's another episode that I have here on my podcast, Spirit Animal. You can always go back and listen to it. But I had to share this story because I feel that you're a bold eagle, you're gonna fly high, you just have to look at your wings and say, oh man, I wasn't another bird. Like, I know what type of bird I am. This is what I'm meant to be, and God gave me the power to be who I am without any fears of what other birds might say of what I am, because every color of the bird is different, and God made it that way because it's beautiful. He's an amazing artist, and we should cherish that every tonality, every texture, every feather has its purpose, especially for us in our bodies, that we are capable of doing great things. We just have to be grateful for those moments of when they pull the rug, when they break the ranch, to know that you're gonna fly back up. Even though if your wings are broken, you're gonna grow them back even stronger, more resilient. That, you know, the next time the branch is broken, you already know that your wings have that instinctual moment of fly. You know, it's automatic. You're gonna be in auto mode. So I'm very grateful that you've connected with me. I hope that these words have reached you, and I know that you're gonna fly very high, bold eagle, connect with God, and just say thank you for those moments. I'm very grateful, you guys. Thank you. Your host, Francesca, High Priestess Venus.